It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Protesters arriving today in Cairo's Tahrir Square found a different landscape than the day before. Overnight, the Egyptian army intensified its control of the square, and its moves underline the mystery of what the army is up to. Barricades now surround the square, and the military checks protesters on their way in, but still allows them in. What we don't know is if all this suggests the situation is more orderly or more dangerous. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in Cairo.
Inside Tahrir Square, protesters are camped out in tents and huddled around fires. Many say they've been there overnight, refusing to give ground in these demonstrations. The army, though, is tightening its cordon around what has become the heart of the demonstrations. Blast walls have been erected and access restricted to the square. And the protesters expressed fear that a crackdown could be on its way. Tahir Abdulaziz spent the night in the square.
It's the final day, okay?
Why do you think it's the final day?
I guess, okay? The conditions are changed.
But the protesters say they remain undaunted. Ahmed Natwali is a tour guide.
I would die for this land. I'm telling you, for the very first time in my life, in 30 years, I feel proud of being Egyptian. When they used to ask me about my nationality, I used to say, actually, yes, alas, I am Egyptian. Unfortunately, I'm Egyptian. Today, it's different. Today, My head is high, and I say out loud, I am Egyptian.
Opposition figure and Nobel laureate Mohamed El-Baradei came to the square last night, but he's far from the anointed head of this protest movement, say demonstrators. Ahmed Idam is a dentist.
We have many good leaders. We have many good people. We can have good elections, fair elections, and the people can choose whatever they want. This is the best solution, I guess.
In the midst of it all, there was the surreal scene of a group of three American students wheeling their bright suitcases through the demonstration. Tanya Khalam is from New York City.
They want all their students that are here to go to like the Zamalek dorms, which are obviously in Zamalek, and then from there they're gonna like evacuate us to the U.S. Embassy, I think, and then possibly send us either home or to like Athens or Istanbul. We're not sure. It sucks. I mean, like, we were supposed to like be in our first day of classes yesterday. And, like, I was looking forward to being here for a semester, and, like, you know, now we have to leave.
So the evacuations of foreigners here continue, and some wealthier Egyptians, too, are leaving the city. But for the first day since the crisis started, there's a returning sense of normalcy in the capital. There are a few traffic cops on the streets, although no police in many neighborhoods yet. There are mixed feelings about the possible police presence. Some support their return to duty, fearing looters and escaped prisoners. Others say they're part of the problem and not the solution. The police here is feared as the fist of the Mubarak regime. Street sweepers are in action cleaning up debris, and some people are even returning to work. Some ATMs were working, and the Cairo Metro was busy. But it is far from business as usual here. The internet is still being blocked by the government, and in neighborhoods across the city, men are continuing to patrol to make sure looters and thieves are kept away. Sarah Hawass has taken part in the protest, but today was in her neighborhood of Dohi. She says things are less chaotic.
It was significantly calmer. We had maybe two major incidents where we heard repeated gunfire.
The protesters have called for a million-man march tomorrow. It remains to be seen if it will be allowed to go forward and how many people will show up. Analysts here say Mubarak may be digging in his heels, and he'll try to wait the protesters out, hoping the movement here will lose steam. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Cairo.